Richard Miller is gay. He lives with his partner in Cincinnati, where together they have 6 kids. And because of that, he's lost his job. Richard is passionate about his family and enjoys when they all come together for meals a few times each week. He also loves his job at Cincinnati's St. Rita School for the Deaf. But next year, he won't be back. That's because a controversial new contract handed down by the Archdiocese of Cincinnati prohibits gay lifestyles for teachers in Catholic schools. Miller grew up on a farm in West Virginia and was excited to take a job teaching about nature and gardening. The 52-year-old says when he was hired, he told the director that he lived an openly gay lifestyle.
And I was assured at that time that what I did in my personal life was my business, and that I was being hired for my abilities and my capabilities as an interpreter and as a teacher. And he was very excited to have me on board. 4 years later, which was about 3 weeks ago, I was issued a letter by the very same director stating that my contract would not be renewed. And when I asked him why my contract would not be renewed, his response was because it was just too risky.
The Archdiocese of Cincinnati is requiring about 2,800 teachers to accept the new contract. It includes a morality clause that prohibits specific behaviors and actions, including but not limited to abortion, artificial insemination, and homosexual lifestyles. Dan Andriacco is spokesman for the Archdiocese of Cincinnati.
Some teachers don't really understand what was covered by the former moral conduct clause, and that's the reason that we made it more specific. Obviously, we've had some litigation involving termination of teachers in the past over the previous contract. We're hoping that this contract will make that less likely.
Some teachers have had no problem signing the new contract. Among them is Paul Kent, who teaches religion at Moeller High School. The 41-year-old says he loves his job, and he's so supportive he'd sign with a Sharpie.
It's the same contract we've been signing for years, that this could have happened at any moment. We just need to be specific about certain things that other people have thrust into the spotlight in recent years, and be clear about our teaching on that so no one is surprised by the teaching.
Last month, about 50 Catholic educators gathered to explore forming a labor union.
All right. Welcome.
Richard Miller was there and says although he's a very private person, this issue requires a voice. His partner, Robin Hoops, a dean at Cincinnati State College, has a 13-year-old deaf daughter who attends St. Rita's. Although not a Catholic, he says all 4 of his kids attend parochial schools.
For my kids to go to schools, not just St. Rita's, but all the schools, and to hear the message that somebody who is openly gay, a gay teacher, can no longer work here and they're being fired, to me is sending a message to all of them, including my daughter, who very much loved the fact that Richard Miller was her teacher. It sends a message to them that discrimination against gay people is the right thing to do, sanctioned by their school.
St. Rita's director, Greg Ernst, declined to comment on what he says are personnel matters. But school board member Susie Dorward confirms that the school sent a letter to the Archdiocese asking for an extension on implementing the contract. That request, she says, was turned down. An estimated 60% of teachers and students at St. Rita's are non-Catholic. Of the 100 people on staff, only the full-time teachers must sign the contract, not the teacher aides. Officials of the 19-county Archdiocese estimate that of the 80% of teachers who've been offered contracts so far this spring, most have signed. Superintendent Jim Riggs says he's received 9 letters of resignation from teachers who are choosing not to sign. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.